Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Traveler's Aid by Barbara, Illinois, USA. Several years ago, I did some training which presented the notion of the magnificence of humanity. Ha! My inner skeptic fought that concept. But then I began noticing all the magnificent little things people do for one another for no apparent reason. In 2005, I attended a booth at a Florida symposium for our nonprofit patient advocacy organization. Departing was simple. I rode the bus 90 minutes to O'Hare, checked in curbside, and proceeded with my carry-ons to the gate. Carrying luggage is painful and awkward for me due to degenerative arthritis in my thumbs, and I'm vision impaired as a result of a disastrous LASIK surgery. Airports are difficult to negotiate with their low fluorescent lighting. Half an hour into the flight, a gentleman traveling developed appendicitis. The plane landed in Nashville to let him off. The delay caused me to miss my pre-arranged airport transit to the exhibition center. When I arrived, the time had passed for exhibitors to enter the hall and to set up. However, a lovely woman at the check-in desk took one look at my frazzled appearance, relented, and let me in. I still had to manage the trip home. Returning home from O'Hare is much trickier than departing for me. Baggage claim isn't close to the bus terminal. Typically, I rent a cart, but there wasn't a cart in sight and I couldn't leave my luggage to find one. My flight arrived late and my bus departed in under 20 minutes. If I missed the bus, I'd have to wait for another 90 minutes for the next one. It would be dark when I arrived at the bus terminal in my city and I'd be unable to see to drive myself home. I began the long, slow, painful process of managing my small-wheeled suitcase and carrying my heavy carry-ons, including symposium materials and my laptop, to the bus terminal. Straining to read directional signs, I made my way to the escalator and stepped on. Suddenly, a gentleman appeared beside me, asked if I was going to the bus, and offered to carry my bags. Though generally skeptical and guarded of strangers, I figured he was on his way to the bus too and accepted. We chatted as we walked, and I asked what bus he was taking. To my surprise, he replied that he wasn't taking a bus anywhere. He lived in Chicago, and his car was parked in the lot. He had noticed me squinting and struggling with my bags and offered to help. I made it to the bus with minutes to spare and arrived home while it was still light. When I asked if there was something I could do to repay him, he replied, "No, just pass it on." I do earnestly try. I will always remember this man's random act of senseless kindness. Thank you, sir, whoever and wherever you are.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.